Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler. Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, Monday the 15th of this month.
March.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Well, it could be this month, just in the fact that whoever listens to this at a prior time, it could be April 15th right now.
I don't think you could say prior time, Tyler, because if it's prior...
Post time, sorry.
Thanks. Just wanted to point that one out.
Because, yeah, you could say just the 15th of this month. Thus, it kind of open-ends it to any month that this person, thus on the other end of the speaker, is listening to it.
Exactly. I just got off the phone with my mother, and she said that she was catching up on the podcast, and she just got to one of our interval training podcasts. And so, yeah, and it's the 14th of this month. So, and that one was very, I don't know how long ago it was.
Interval training, I think, was a while ago.
Yeah, that was when we were still at the Everyday.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a long while ago.
That's back.
Yes.
We've only been doing this route for like two, three weeks.
Maybe ever since we got back from Costa Rica.
Okay.
So we did 1 week. Who cares? Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So we've been doing it for a couple weeks. Regardless, today we are going to be updating you on your Beachbody workouts.
Because summer's coming.
Summer's coming. And today was a great day.
It was a really nice day in California.
Beautiful. I went and worked out at Sport and Fitness with the TRX outside. It was so nice.
You can do it outside there?
Yeah, because they have a pull-up bar outside. I still get to that.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'm supposed to get one in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that's good.
Okay.
And then things are going really well over at... I started doing training out of my mom's studio. So, hopefully picking up a few clients, this week and all of that. So if you're in the area, let me know if you're interested and we'll get going on that.
Sounds good.
Sounds very good. So let's recap.
Recap.
What did we tell people to do last month or last time we talked to them about their beach body?
I believe we focused on adding weight.
That's right.
And not being afraid of going up in weight. Lifting up in weight.
Exactly.
So
if you've been lifting, if this is no longer the case, but if you had been lifting 5 pounders, go up to the 7.5 or 10 pounders and challenge yourself. Don't worry about getting in your reps. Focus more in on getting some hypertrophy, some muscle tear, some muscle growth, all of that.
Some pump.
Get your pump on. That's from, what is that? Pumping Iron.
Yeah, Pumping Iron.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Pump, but yeah. Pumping Iron.
Pumping Iron. Great movie.
It's a good one.
Yeah, he just talks about coming all the time.
It's like coming. The pump.
The pump. Very funny. So this next phase of your beach body or fat loss or whatever you want to call it, let's call it summer preparation.
The summer prep workout.
Summer prep. Phase two.
Dose.
Phase dose.
For you Espanolers.
Uh-huh. Well, first off, you should probably be changing some of the exercises that you've been doing. If you're doing the same exercises, same movements, your body's going to get used to it. And so you should need to be changing that at minimum every 4 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks to six is kind of the rough guesstimate that most people tend to go with.
Right. 2 weeks is probably better because 2 weeks allows your body to get used to it. The third week... you start declining, then the fourth week is pretty much the very last time you want to use that workout. So this time, we want to talk about increasing the intensity.
What does that mean?
Intensity. So usually that could be the, like we were saying before, the weight of what you're doing. It doesn't necessarily mean the intensity of what you're doing. So intensity means the speed at which you do something, the rate at which you do something, with how much power you're putting into your workouts, mental focus. What else could that hold?
When I hear the term intensity, I think of sweating.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that's just the visual I get is someone just dripping in sweat.
Right.
And that's where I at least want them to be. It's that, okay, we're doing three sets, but we're doing 15 reps. We're power, you know.
Right.
You're getting that, you're having very little rest between things. You're doing some nice circuits, just powering through.
Absolutely.
Kind of doing a consistent cardio.
Right.
While lifting.
Exactly. So, we've talked about, like I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, we talked about interval training before. Interval could be a part of what you're doing. And it most likely should be a part of what you're doing. Intervals at this phase are highly recommendable because they burn a lot of calories in a short amount of time. We won't go over those today because I think we need to cover some other topics of intensity. Let's expand on some of the things that you had just mentioned.
Okay.
As far as intensity goes. So what was the first thing that you said?
The first thing that just pops in my mind right now, I don't know if it was the first thing I actually said, was just the reps.
Reps.
You want to increase reps now.
Right.
Where last time we increased the weight, this time it's the amount of reps. So you were, I think we went with the 5-5.
Yeah, we're telling people to go in between 5 and 8 repetitions.
Yeah.
3 to 5 times, which is a good general strength building program. But now you want to drop it, right? You want to drop down to probably, or
drop
the
sets.
Drop the weight down a little bit.
You want to drop the weight down a little bit.
Drop your sets down and increase the amount of repetitions and the speed at which they're done.
Yes.
So probably go to what, a 12 to 15?
Yeah, I mean, at the minimum 10. But right. Yeah, 12 to 15. I usually just pick 15 because 12 always seems like that number. Like, I don't get 8 and 12 in the, unless you're doing pyramid stuff.
Right.
8 and 12, because I like to do things in sets of 5.
Okay.
Or sets of 3 I'm fine with, but like repetition of 5. So 5 reps or 10 reps or 15 reps. Or like in doing abs or certain things, I'll do like 25.
Okay.
But that's just me because I'm the guy that likes when I do the volume, it's on like, it's never on like a weird odd number.
Got it. Though the reason 8 is that by that point you're pretty much tapping out your creatine system. So that's the science behind that.
But I just go past that and I get to 10.
Right, because you're a man. You do manly things.
I don't dick around.
No, that's right. So another way you can do this is say you don't want to get that repetition range that high. Then you can go into a...
Why would you not want to get your reps that high?
For certain goals, so say you're an athlete and you're training for a season, or say you you still want to maintain a lot of strength, or for various other reasons.
Yeah.
You know, some people mentally don't want to go that high with repetitions. It freaks them out. So, but minimum 10. So even if you don't hit 15, minimum 10. Do a push-pull. And this can work out even if you are hitting 15 repetitions and getting into that higher rep range. But a push-pull, so work, say, your back doing a seated row, and then go right to a bench press exercise. And just pound it out back and forth and just tire out your body. Works out in two good ways. Like Tyler was saying, getting your sweat on. You're going to work your cardiovascular system because it needs to send blood to two different muscle groups now as opposed to just one. And since you're constantly moving, your heart's going to be at a higher rate of pump. So your beats per minute are going to be much higher.
Your beats per minute. And this is kind of that fun thing where you get to find where your breaking point is.
Right.
A lot of times, I think we kind of talked about this when we talked about the sparring workout.
Yes.
That the first week, it's going to be hard.
Right.
Second week, you kind of realize, oh, it's not as hard, you just push yourself a little bit harder.
Right.
You keep pushing yourself, and eventually, the workout you did week 1, week 4, you kind of breeze through.
Absolutely.
Because of all the intensity and whatnot. So it's kind of a fun thing mentally to do as well.
Right. Because you're like actually seeing
You results. See really short results.
Right.
Like they're very quickly seen.
Right.
Instead of having to, I went from lifting 100 pounds to 300 pounds. That's going to take you some time.
Right.
But, you know, it was easy for me to knock out this whole circuit today when 2 weeks ago it wasn't.
Right.
You can see that a lot faster.
You tapped in on something else that's another way you can increase intensity too. The timed interval.
Oh, yes.
The Spartan workout that we talked about, the men's health version of it, is a timed workout. And that's one way, say you don't have access to a lot of weights and you can't increase or can't decrease your weight that much, you can go by time. So you can do, say, as many push-ups as you can in 1 minute, or as many jump squats as you can in 1 minute, and so you'll be requiring less equipment for an equal workout.
And something I've noticed, because a lot of the workouts I've been reading about or just kind of like been planning myself, I've always, because I like to do the boxing stuff, it's hard to, like in gyms, I have to, you have to find, you literally have to go buy a stopwatch.
Uh-huh.
Gyms don't make time accessible.
No, really not at well. All.
In the sense of, you don't know what time it is when you get there or what time it is when you leave half the time.
Right.
Let alone, there's no, I come from a swimming background as well. Uh-huh. There's always that giant clock on the side.
Right.
That just, it just goes around in minutes.
Right.
So that you can see how long a minute is.
Right.
And that, well, you know, so you know your time as you're swimming. But nobody, there's no gyms here that have, like, one of those on a main wall somewhere.
No. And that's a great tool. And I think when we open our facility, that'll
that
be a prominent.
Be to get,
yeah, that'll actually be a very good.
I just kind of thought about that. That's a pretty good tool that you're going to need.
I know a lot of the kettlebell facilities use it.
Yeah, instead of just sitting there with a stopwatch. Because if you have it yourself, it's hard to be working, like, hit the stopwatch, throw it, start doing whatever.
Right.
Kind of be looking at it.
Right.
But it's hanging upside down and you're upside down.
Right.
You're going to hurt yourself and you kind of have to guess. And it's weird.
One way you can do is set a timer, but that gets annoying.
Yeah, other people get involved that way because people will hear it.
Right.
The one thing I do like is that at the UFC gym, they have the round clock.
Uh huh.
But the minimum of it is 2 minutes.
Okay.
So it's 2 minutes, then you can set it for 30 seconds rest, then 2 minutes, 30 seconds, or you can set 2 minutes, minute rest, or 3 minutes, 1 minute rest.
Right.
So you can kind of play around with it, but you're still, it's not minute.
Right. Which, whatever. I mean, if you're doing combat training, that's going to be a very different time, you know, because you're going to need to last for 5 minutes of activity.
Oh, yeah, so. But it's the, I want to be doing push-ups, pull-ups, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I kind of have to guess when a minute is in the two-minute
realm.
Right,
right. So, moving on a little bit. So, we got time. We've got push-pull. We've got repetitions. Another way that to make sure that you're getting enough intensity out of your workout is to make sure you're doing multi-joint exercises. So, a biceps curl is probably not the best choice for you right now. That'll be the last 2 weeks probably is that final polishing stage. But right now, you're just looking to burn as many calories as possible and work as many muscles as possible. And so bicep curl, tricep extension.
Not on the list.
Not on the list. Deadlifts, squats, push press, power cleans, power snatches, kettlebell swings.
The basic, like the ones that just are like, I call them the hardcore basics.
Uh-huh.
They're just the ones that
are good.
You see, and you're just like, damn, that guy's buff.
Right.
Like, those are the ones that you got to do.
Exactly. And they're, you know what? They're down and dirty, and they work so well. So, out of those, my favorite personal one is two favorites. The deadlift, I love, which is just picking up a bar off the ground and standing up, and then the power clean. Those two out there, you can get most of your body with those two exercises. And they're pretty much one adds a bicep curl to it and explosiveness.
Yeah.
So, if you had to pick two exercises, which would you choose?
I like the squat just because I know this sounds weird. I can feel it in my butt.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's one of the few movements that I really feel triggers
the glutes
really well.
Uh-huh.
You can do all the leg curls and the extensions. Yeah. Those are annoying. And they don't, they hurt more than anything in a weird way. The squat just feels productive.
That's not how the glute's meant to fire. I mean, doing a leg curl does not fire the glute. You have to get hip extension there. So,
and I like chest press.
Like a bench press?
Yeah, the bench press. Just solid, putting it up there, doing push-ups. You can kind of do everything.
Right.
Just, and I also like pull-ups.
Uh-huh.
Those ones, I like the body weight kind of things.
Okay.
That's kind of my, where I really enjoy those kind of things.
Right.
Because I find it impressive when somebody can just grab something and just, like, maneuver their body around it.
Yeah. I really like that.
It's impressive when you can put 8 plates on each side and lift it. Like, that's a great strength of feet. But at the same time, like, half those people can't pull their own body up to do something. So.
Exactly. It's not functional strength.
Yeah, I like the functional.
Exactly. And then from there, like, going into body weight stuff, just doing, like, jump rope, that kind of cardio where you're doing the intervals again and you're just kicking your butt. So your workouts shouldn't last. Your weights probably shouldn't last more than 30 to 45 minutes because that's
45
when,
at the most.
Exactly, because you're going to be pooped. And then your cardio shouldn't be more than 20 minutes. 20 minutes to 25 at most, 15 minimum.
Yeah, it's so. Just a solid hour.
Yeah.
I mean, the way you got to look at it is, sorry, I got the hiccups also.
Okay.
Basically, you're doing cardio for however long you're going to work out. So if you're going to do an hour of cardio, then let's do the hour of cardio, but you're going to be lifting weights and doing kind of, I mean, your quote-unquote weight days are also quote-unquote cardio weight days to mentally get you through that.
Right, exactly, because you're going to be breathing heavy, you're going to be cussing, you're going to be spitting, you know, you're going to be working hard for the full hour. Don't expect much rest at all during these kind of workouts. And really go in there mentally prepared to just kick some ass. And
that's the hardest aspect to it.
Uh-huh.
Is you get into it and you'll start, like, the first set, when or circuit, if let's just talk about circuit in that room. The first circuit, I always tend to take a little bit slow just to warm up, get myself associated with it, everything loosen up. Then the second one, I kind of get more and more into it.
Right.
But the days that I get there, I'll stretch a little bit, get warmed up, and then if I just start going to it, those days, you can feel it. Like, those ones, kind of just feel like a badass at the end of them, and you're good. It's good to go.
It's like, you feel like at the end of it, you have the right to spit on the ground or throw something and be like, yeah bitches, I just owned you.
I own that workout.
Yeah.
That's kind of the fun thing to do with any workout.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Couple other activities I think are fantastic for this phase is sprints. Love them. Think they're great. Doing sprint repeats on the days you're not lifting. So sprint, maybe 100 yards, walk back, sprint 100 yards, do that 10 times. Do it up a hill, whatever. And just do that after a good warm-up, and you will see some fantastic results. And sprinting, it doesn't have to be like, when people think of sprinting, they always think, you know, Usain Bolt. They think these amazing sprinters, but sprinting is just going as fast as you can.
Going 110 for you.
Yes, exactly. So that might be 5 miles per hour.
That could be a light jog.
Yep. That could be walking. You know, like some people.
A brisk walk. You brisk walk. I mean, if you're 400 pounds, a brisk walk is your sprint.
Right.
And that's fine.
Or a lumber, whatever it happens to be. Just fall forward, catch yourself, and go. That kind of stuff is fantastic. So, hopefully you've got some good stuff out of this and picked out things that are like, oh, I'm going to do that.
Well, yeah, there's lots of good aspects in this one. The key is to be sweating. The last month, you were putting on the, like, adding the weight, so you're not, you're sweating, but you're not
dripping.
Drenched in it.
Right.
Let's just say, like, there's probably more of a throb last month.
Uh-huh.
Like the pump, the, like, I can, I don't know, what, like, your, my body feels bigger on, like, lifting days.
Right.
But then, in a good bigger.
Right, muscle bigger, not fat bigger.
Where, in these interval days, your body's going to be tired, you're going to be tired.
Uh-huh.
It's less pretty.
Yeah, it's the workouts that, I mean, just, they suck. And then after that, you're going to need to eat well, vegetables, meats, beans, all that. And you'll feel tired right after the workout, but the rest of your day should be energized.
Yeah, and you'll sleep swell that night.
Uh-huh.
You wake up and do it again.
Exactly. So, again, leave enough time to rest, blah, blah, blah. Don't kill yourself. No workouts that repeat any movements. Back to back, but just be smart about it.
So,
yes. Excellent. Anything else that we got?
I think that's a good start. Food-wise, same.
Just make sure you're downing water.
Water's key, especially with the interval stuff, because you are losing a lot.
Right. So, again, the formula is 1/2 your body weight in ounces. So, for me, that I weigh 200 pounds. I drink 100 ounces of water, plus an extra 8 ounces for every cup of caffeine, a glass of caffeine, not cup. And then another 6 to 12 ounces for every hour of activity. So, I'm drinking roughly 120, 130 ounces a day. But I like my caffeine.
True.
So that counts. Soda, coffee, tea, all of it. Beer, alcohol, those definitely go. Those count as caffeine, quote unquote, for this.
Yeah.
You need to add in that extra water for every alcoholic beverage.
I like the concept of not so much as the caffeine concept of it, but just to wash it out.
Uh huh.
You know, like it's fun. Have a nice beer. Have a nice, you know, whatever. But you want to flush that out, too.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
And that's where all drinking all the water really gets to you.
Yeah, the only solution in this very polluted world and to help out your liver and your system is to dilute. So give it as much time to process things as possible.
Touche.
Cool beans. So, Tyler, I forgot my book of words, so you're going to have to take us out this week.
I'm going to take you out with lemon lime.
Lemon lime, all right. Well, that is it for today. See you on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about sleep. On Wednesday.
It's a good one.
How it affects you and how much you need and why you need it and how it's going to help you hit your fitness goals. All right, we'll talk to you then. Peace.